A lawsuit filed last week by New York State Attorney General Eliot Spitzer raises a fundamental question about pharmaceutical research. When a drug company pays for research, which is usually the case these days, does the public have the right to know the results? In particular, does the public have the right to know when the results show problems with a popular drug? Up to now, the answer is no. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports on the lawsuit involving drug maker GlaxoSmithKline.
The facts, as described in New York State's consumer fraud complaint against GlaxoSmithKline, are these. In the 1990s, the drug company conducted several clinical trials to study if the antidepressant Paxil, which had been approved for adults, was safe and effective in children and adolescents. Things didn't go the way Glaxo hoped. The trials didn't prove that Paxil worked in that age group, and the studies raised questions about whether the drug was safe for children and adolescents. Those taking Paxil were twice as likely to show behaviors that may be associated with suicide than children on sugar pills. Meanwhile, doctors were writing more and more Paxil prescriptions for children in the belief that Paxil and similar antidepressants were better than older drugs. Still, the company didn't inform doctors about the new Paxil findings, either through its sales force or by publishing the results in a scientific journal.
We've always known that findings that are favorable to a given company are more likely to be pushed forward and make it into journals than findings that are not.
Jerry Avorn is an associate professor of medicine at the Harvard Medical School.
But what is a surprise even to me, frankly, was that there could be studies that had important evidence of harm as well as important evidence of non-effectiveness that were pretty much buried and did not even become available to doctors who might even have been looking to find them.
Actually, the Glaxo sales force was telling doctors that Paxil worked remarkably well in children. Glaxo says it did tell the Food and Drug Administration about the negative findings. So why didn't the FDA warn doctors or patients? Dr. Janet Woodcock is a deputy commissioner of the FDA.
FDA is not permitted to release that information to the public under the laws that govern commercial confidential information.
Critics say these laws leave too much power in the hands of the drug companies. They say drug companies routinely manipulate the information they give doctors. David Hart is an assistant attorney general at the Oregon Department of Justice.
Folks believe they're taking it with a grain of salt, but it's impossible to understand the drug and properly prescribe it if a prescriber doesn't have all the information about that drug. So if the pharmaceutical manufacturer is not making that negative information available, then the prescriber cannot have a complete picture and cannot make the proper choices.
2 years ago, the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers Association passed a resolution advocating that drug companies release results of all clinical trials. But Alan Goldhammer, an associate vice president of the trade group, says he doesn't know how often drug companies suppress unfavorable results.
I'm not sure that we can adequately say whether it is a significant problem or a minor problem.
Just last month, the federal government fined the world's largest drug company, Pfizer, more than $400 million for promoting its anti-epilepsy drug Neurontin for uses that hadn't been approved by the FDA. That investigation revealed that salesmen frequently misrepresented the results of research to doctors. Doctors are finally beginning to take a stand. Later this month, the American Medical Association will consider a resolution in support of a national database of clinical trials. The database would list the design and results of all trials, so suppressing negative results won't be so easy. The drug industry hasn't been interested in such efforts in the past, but Jerry Avorn of the Harvard Medical School says New York State's lawsuit against Glaxo may get the industry's attention if Glaxo is hit with a big fine. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.